This is KUT. A Texas storage site wants the country's high-level nuclear waste. Right now, they only handle contaminated rags and gloves. But in April, waste control specialists in Andrews County submitted an application to take in the nation's spent nuclear fuel. But even if it's approved, the site would only be a temporary solution to the problem. Michael O'Brien explains the current debate over how to store nuclear waste.
What's the width of a Sharpie, just a little taller than a person, and deadly for hundreds of thousands of years? Spent nuclear fuel rods. And amazingly, even after 60 years of commercial nuclear power, the U.S. still has no permanent plan for what to do with them. Temporarily, it can be entombed in specially made concrete steel casks. Eric Schneider is a nuclear systems engineer at the University of Texas at Austin.
These casks are impressive products of engineering design. You can find videos on YouTube that show these casks being mounted onto a train car that's actually propelled by a rocket and then slammed into a concrete wall, verifying that the cask remains intact.
Now, these casks weigh up to 150 tons. That's about 20 elephants if you need a simple conversion. And each can safely hold the spent rods for 100 years. But the majority of the spent fuel isn't in these casks. It's sitting at the power plants in 45-foot-deep industrial-grade pools. Spent fuel is so hot when it comes out of the reactor that it has to be submerged for a few years before it can be placed anywhere. But before you worry that the water isn't as safe as a cask, the pools actually provide a really strong radiation shield. So strong, you could maybe even swim in it.
The water is pretty warm. I wouldn't recommend it. Yeah, well, if you stayed near the top, you might be all right.
The Nuclear Regulatory Commission, or the NRC, says that the pools provide adequate protection and there is no reason to spend billions of dollars moving the spent fuel into these casks. But a recent report by the Academy of Sciences wants the NRC to rethink this position. Many of these pools are overloaded and are much more vulnerable, they say, to accidents or sabotage than the steel and concrete containers. If one of these pools ruptures and that red-hot radioactive fuel catches fire, thousands of square miles could be contaminated. The Academy says the NRC is underestimating these risks. But Schneider says while Fukushima in Japan came close, nothing like what they're worried about has ever happened.
Those risks are nonetheless small. It's worth making that point. Very low risk, but it is high consequence. Human beings aren't very good at weighing in their minds low-risk, high-consequence things.
In Texas, we've got two nuclear power plants. There's Comanche Peak, about 60 miles from Dallas, which started placing spent fuel in casks a few years ago, and South Texas Nuclear Project, 90 miles from Houston, which has plans to start the process next year. But in both cases, the casks only supplement storage space. There are pools at both these facilities, and each will hold the lion's share of waste until the U.S. comes up with a plan. Michael O'Brien, KUT News.